Hi there, welcome to Module 9. Well, in this module might be one of the most important things that I think that I've learned in my life as a medium. How to balance your energy and the energy of spirit, but how to stay balanced and how to have healthy relationships with your clients and on your journey as a medium. Now, one of the things that I thought was really important is that I needed to manage my time. I kept focusing on my time. Well, if I only do 4 readings a day, that's only 4 hours, so I should be able to manage that. Well, I could probably do 3 readings in the morning and 2 readings in the afternoon. And honestly, for the first 3 or 4 years, that's what I did. Looking back now, on an energetic level, because I needed to manage my energy, not my time, that seems crazy to me. Now that I understand, I knew I was talking to spirit. I knew that I was a medium. I knew that I was connecting to the other side. But what I didn't know was how much energy, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, it was taxing and tapping my body to me communicating with the spirit realm. I just thought it was like talking to people, just like I am you. It's not. You have a physical body, therefore you're grounded in it. I have a physical body, therefore I'm grounded in it. Spirit doesn't have a physical body. Therefore, when I'm connecting and talking to spirit, it's almost like I'm touching a rod of electricity that is not harnessed by a grounding cord. What would it feel like 5 times a day for 1 hour to have a source of energy shooting through you? It gets very draining, very tiresome, and it's not manageable. So in this lesson, I'm going to teach you how to manage your energy, not your time. Because it's so important. There always seems like there's more to do. And if you're trying to do time management as a medium, I promise you it will not work. You have to acknowledge that things are not the same. It's not the same as what you would be doing if you were, I don't know, say a lawyer or a doctor. It's energy. It's just so energy based. The first thing is setting boundaries, because no one knows your energy limits better than you. And by setting boundaries with yourself and with spirit and with clients and with family and with friends. I sound like I'm really emphasizing those things, because when I got good at setting boundaries with spirit, which I taught my students early on, I was super bad at setting boundaries with clients. And when I got good at setting boundaries with clients, I was super bad about setting boundaries with friends. And when I got good at setting boundaries with friends, I was super bad about setting boundaries with family. And when I got good about setting boundaries with family, guess what? I got there. And I got good at setting boundaries with myself. This is really important for you to make yourself a priority on any given day, to give yourself the time to stay on track, even when your energy might be low, and to ask yourself, what can I do? Can I do a reading? Can I do 2 readings a week? Can I do 3 readings a week? Then asking yourself, how many spirits can I communicate with in a day? This is all going to be trial and error. You do 5 readings, I could have been talking to 50 spirits. Is 1 spirit too many? How about 2? How about 3? These are the things that will be individual to each medium. The next thing is include rest and recovery in your plans. When you're managing your energy, it's important to think about downtime and recovery after every reading. Here's where I went wrong. You see, I would finish off a reading and I had been in the house sitting in the room doing readings and readings and readings and readings and readings. So a minute when I got out at 2 or 3 o'clock, I wanted to get in my vehicle and I wanted to go shopping. It didn't matter if I was shopping at a dollar store or department store, a mall or a grocery store. I didn't care. There was something in me that was seeking to cut a cord from spirit, and I kept wanting to do something that felt quote unquote normal or grounded. That's because I wasn't giving myself rest and recovery time. Well, it's true that recovery takes up valuable time. I get it. You're like, well, I don't have time to recover. I have to get the groceries. I have to do this and that. It's not the time that matters the most. It's the energy. And your energy levels are what is so important for you. Giving yourself time to rest will replenish your energy, and you're going to become more productive when you're back at work or back with your family or back talking to spirit. It's going to improve your well-being and your experience. You're going to be so much more positive because of it. It's, I think, a big key to burnout. The next thing is schedule time for your own deep and inner work. I stopped taking courses. I stopped, you know, going to my own events. I stopped going to my own women's empowerment school circle because I was now hosting one. So I was like, oh, I don't need another one. No, I was the host. I wasn't getting as much out of it because I was hosting it. I was facilitating it. I was thinking about, you know, was there enough water and was there toilet paper in the bathroom and did everybody have a good time and when was my next one going to be and what was my lesson? I wasn't able to receive. I needed to be a receiver of deep inner spiritual work. And I stopped allowing myself to have those things, which I think really did a disservice to me and my own journey. The next thing is to keep a journal of your energy levels. I should have been documenting in 24 hours in a day what my energy felt like and what was happening with me. Was I getting enough sleep? What was I eating? When was I breaking? Who was I spending my time with? If I journaled back then, I would have been able to see who were the psychic energy vampires in my life and who was sucking the life out of me. Physical activity. How much was I exercising? Nothing. Nil. Nilch. Zada. Zip. That's not healthy. I had to keep track of what my negative emotions were so that I could see the patterns and see what was happening to me. Journaling would have been huge for me at the time, and it's something I do every single day now. The other thing is learn to delegate. Once you know what energizes you and what drains you, you can better plan your day to make the most of your energy. So when you understand, okay, listen, I can talk to two clients a day or a client a day and not feel completely drained, but also delegating. Maybe someone else needs to book your readings. Maybe someone else needs to greet your client at the door. Like, what does delegating look like for your family and for your friends and for your life? It's really important to manage your energy, not your time. This is such a huge lesson for you. And by managing your energy, you're going to be able to balance the energy of spirit. Because when your physical, emotional body is well, you will be a better receptor for spirit. Your readings will be louder. They will be more clear. They will be more balanced. You will be happier. You will not burn out. You will feel like you're being validated. Oh, the whole thing will just work in a better way. So remember, manage your energy, not your time. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I look forward to connecting with you soon.